Hey, how y'all doing? America, I'd like to introduce myself to you. I am called many things, but I'm going by Johnny Wizard just presently. I'm coming to defeat your demon leader, the unelected dictator, our Mr. Bush Jr. I will ensure he is publicly tried for the offenses that he's committed, namely 9/11 with his partner, General Mahmoud Ahmad. That's according to the FBI. Now, I represent truth and things that are so irrespective of how successfully the crown demonizes my better self. So it doesn't matter what you think of me. Bush will still be responsible for the terrorist crimes of 9/11 back in New York City, where his partner, who worked on the invasion strategy, was also the guy who funded the terrorist act to begin with. Same guy. And he's the same guy who Bush sends to the Taliban to inform them no evidence will be forthcoming against the accused, otherwise an innocent person in Christ. And if you wanted to do the patriotic American thing, you'd defend this individual, demanding the pursuit of the actual evildoers at the evidence trail. And when we do that, it's all right there in front of you. You have all kinds of reasons that don't have answers that will have you, unfortunately, as a consequence of not having faith in the Constitution or the Bible, swimming in doubt right now. But this stuff is easily accessible. It's that CBC and CNN, the true enemies of every soldier on the face of this planet today, are the ones that will kill you. But see, they do it differently than what you're accustomed to in the movies. They do it while smiling to you. They won't tell the soldier that depleted uranium is measured radioactive. They won't tell the soldier. You don't love your fellow Marine like your own flesh and blood, brother. If you did, you'd be killing Bush. You're indiscriminately bombing innocent people and then dying as a consequence of that cause and effect relationship. What can't you figure? You're too fucking dumb. But they won't let you become educated by listening to wise men such as myself speak freely. This is why Art Bell in America, George Norrie, again, he's your enemy, but, you know, you have to fuck whatever. Right? Because these arguments I express to you stand as documented factual that are properties of reason, no matter what your space being is. You know, an alien race from another galaxy could come down here and they'd form the exact same conclusions with rational thought. You think it through. Cause and effect. The Bushite enemy forces, disciples of the for real Antichrist. Well, say Bin Laden did 9/11. Well, how did he get the explosives into the building? How did he shut down NORAD or screw up NORAD from Cheney's desk hidden beneath the White House? How did Bin Laden do that? You're asking too many questions. And that's what disciples of the Bushite are. They don't have, like, what we would refer to as souls. They're empty cases. There's nothing there. They have nothing. No admirable traits worth mentioning. Because just, you have to think about it. In their, like, they got countless video footage of the war crimes they continually commit against God as enemies to us all. But you see any of these things. I've just witnessed, and I've seen, there's hundreds of videos out there that they freely give to you documenting their crimes against innocent people. But I just watched where, headed on the military channel, they assisted local police officers in going after looters. And then they witnessed the police officers beating children up in front of the soldiers. And the soldiers said, well, we're not going to do anything about it because it's not our place to intervene. It's a police matter. And they're standing there with M16s while these police officers are beating up children. But the truth of that, see, no, that's the first step. If you had a gun, you'd kill those fucks. You'd say, well, who's the commander here that says we can't protect this child? You'd kill that fuck. And then you'd arrest this police officer who's beating up kids. What's your evidence? We witnessed the whole thing on video, right? So that's the first thing. You go, well, I'd kill the fuck any commander who supported beating up children. I would kill. You don't have to be Christ to have the manhood to proudly exercise your free rights to defend God in that respect also. You know, but it's interesting. You look at, how did that situation arise? It was Tommy Franks who instigated the looting, right? We have all the witnesses. The soldier is there, unless he's killed every single last one of them. But there's quite a few. Tommy Franks would have had those individuals slaughtered. You have to. They participated in the robbing of the Iraqi Central Bank. But the only way for Tommy Franks to rob the central bank was to sabotage the ORHA plan. This was the plan that was going to provide stability to the Iraqi people. You don't have to destroy anything. You protect the nation as you walk in, then there's no need for conflict. You don't have to indiscriminately slaughter people in the streets. So there you go. All those soldiers that died, since they walked in to Iraq with the flowers falling at their feet, those deaths of all those soldiers, if you want to search for primary cause outside of the demon Antichrist, you would say it's Tommy Franks. All the soldiers that have died since the beginning of this conflict are the sole sum result of his cause and effect relationship he had on that military conflict where he sabotaged the ORHA plan. Now, here's what I'm telling you earlier about who our true enemies are. Sure, Tommy Franks, he's a fucking enemy of God, no doubt about it. The crimes that he's a part of in Afghanistan, it goes on and on and on. But listen, the trouble there, if we want justice for ourselves as human beings, atheists included all the way, I'm with the atheists here, okay? I'm not trying to sell no religion to anybody. I'm just very much self-aware of certain properties of consciousness, and I can express them to you, and I have no secrets. But listen, who our true enemies are? It's CNN and CBC again. They didn't want to tell you that ORHA plan. I called CBC probably 200 times. Brian Stewart, I know I've probably left 6 or 7 messages specifically on the ORHA plan. Because he'd do his broadcasts. Yeah, they had no plan. The idiots at the CIA again. You know, we have all these sort of, they're like excuses or they're like crutches we keep falling into. There's all kinds of people who work at the CBC. Well, CBC too, but pardon me, I meant to state the CIA or the BBC or wherever. You know, each individual has their own rights to freedom and liberty and have, interestingly enough, their own experiences to communicate to us also. You know, there's lots of admirable people that work at the CIA. Not much as a competitive percentage if you compare it to the FBI. Like the FBI, I'd bet 95-96% of, well, maybe even higher. I'm going to go 98. I'm going to go 98% of every single FBI officer in America is a true patriot. He wants to do the right thing. He doesn't want to rob from his own grandparents like these soldiers do. You know, that's what they're doing. There's, like I say, no soul, whatever, no will, they have no purpose, they don't even know why they're there dying, right? Because they're being sacrificed for no better good. See, the lie, but anyway, we'll get back to that, but just the CIA, I meant to say CBC. I mean, the CBC individual reporters don't feel that they have a responsibility to speak in the defense of the innocent. They say that's an opinion position. It's an opinion that doesn't serve our interests if we're committed to freedom, if we're committed to democracy. Life is amazing. God is incredible. We are God, so we're also very weak and being injured. These actions against humanity in Iraq, where they're now just indiscriminately bombing cities, we have the reports stating that they think this is an effective military strategy to for sure die for. You know, and as they die their last breath, disciples of the demon Antichrist state, well, yeah, we got more of them than they of us, or something like this. Like, what's their point in dying? You're participating in a conflict where you know you're a thief. And a liar, you have to be, right? Because you're stating you're there to free the Iraqi people, but nobody believes your bullshit when we know all Iraqi assets have been put into the pockets of the demon Antichrist and his neocon God betrayers. That's a fact. Right? Thieves steal food aid. They stole the oil for food money and fucking paid themselves $1,000 a day salaries to South African death squad goons that murder my black brothers. You fucks. You know, how many Iraqi black men are there? You know these fuckers are just knocking off the fucking black American soldiers. Fucking for sure. They're the most despised racists of history. These are guys that only kill black people because they're black. You fucks. And you're going to pay them fucking all this stolen money they've taken from these poorest people on the brink of starvation and given it to these fucking demon disciples, enemies to God and humanity. So, not only are they thieves, but they're also so fucking cowardly. They won't even go after those we know who are responsible for torturing innocent people. Innocent people to death. Condoleezza Rice says she's not for torturing innocent people to death. Bush says he's against it too. So who are these people who are flying these others to nations unknown like Poland or the Ukraine? Oh, the Ukraine. You remember the Ukraine when Hitler came in there? Hitler was going to war the Ukraine. So he got everybody to sign an agreement that all assets of Ukraine would be his and his alone to do with as he pleased. The nation called Ukraine would be given to Hitler without question if he would forgo the needless slaughter of our wives and children. And what happened when Hitler came into the Ukraine? Well, the people threw flowers at the feet of the soldiers. You know, and CNN, CBC, they'll show you this video footage of these children smiling like they're dying. And the soldier, yeah, look, we're doing so much for this little child. And yet they won't kill those they know who are responsible for torturing completely innocent people to death. Hitler would always go, we need laws and stuff. We've got to follow laws. But look at how he killed the people in the Ukraine. Because after they came in there with the flowers, of course, they ended up, they couldn't deal with it. They're in there owning everything, but it's a nation of the Ukrainian people who live in the Ukraine. Where were you planning to go? Just slave labor? Are you going to grant them any rights? Do they have to pay you rent? So all those difficult questions, military Bushite bitches, they don't have any experience in that respect. They can't even fucking figure out to kill Bush instead of their own brother, their own Marine. You know, and this is the thing, the godless enemies of creation have no love for themselves. They have no love for their fellow Marine. They know Sattler has indiscriminately murdered over 200,000 innocent people in Fallujah for no reason. There was no reason to start bombing the city. Absolutely none, like in Samarra. All the political factions come together, say, look, you don't have to bomb the city. Steal all you want. Don't kill our innocent women. Don't kill our innocent children. Is there a criminal somewhere? Do you have some evidence regarding your allegations, if they're even making any? Because in Samarra, there was zero. We're just going to bomb them. Well, why? And they killed all those innocent people. And then Dowd later said, oh, yeah, well, there was a guy complaining. You know, they came up with a story later on, but there was absolutely no reason whatsoever. Then they send in the Marines. There was 100-something kills that first fucking day. 67 of them, American soldiers, in one day slaughtered in Samarra. As they should fucking rightly be. Because you as a soldier are supposed to uphold the oath you've taken when you joined American forces. The Army Field Manual that they just changed last week, things have been around forever. They just changed last week. They want to put in the torture thing. McCain and his friends there. They want to protect the innocent. But yeah, you can torture people sometimes. You fucking kill anybody, my friend. Anybody. In the American world of fucking illiterate Nazi savages, you kill anybody who states he supports the torturing of innocent people. You fucking kill it. And you know, how can such a fucking degenerate commit such a willful act against the interests of America and Johnny Wizard? How could he fucking do that? I'll tell you how he does it. Because fuck, you have to be a total whore to not fucking realize all the information on the Vietnam War is out now. It was all to sacrifice American lives so weapons manufacturers could make a killing off the exchanges. Right? They manufactured the Tonkin incident. It's all public record. You know, the guys you were fighting, all they wanted was to be politically represented independent state, independent country. The guy wrote a letter to America, said, look, we want just what you want. We just want to be responsible for our own political affairs. What's France got to do with Vietnam? That's all he said. And he went in there and, fuck. I just recently watched the Italian documentary on white phosphorus poison clouds. Like in the video, you can see the cloud going over the over Fallujah. That's poisonous gas that will kill you when you breathe it. But all that gas you see floating in the air is a poisonous gas. But in that documentary, at the intro for it is them slaughtering people in Vietnam. And so this video is very easy to get. You watch them as they just indiscriminately slaughter these little villagers trying to make eke out a living. They got no political power, really. They're not engaged in anything but trying to find a way to survive for the next season. You know, they got to rotate their crops. Their worlds apart from any freedom struggle, being that they're so poor living out there in the middle of nowhere. So they're indiscriminately slaughtering all these people, firebombing them. And at the end, just as the video fades out, I want everybody to look in that bottom left-hand corner, and you know what you see there? You see a military installation. They killed all those innocent people and left the military installation intact. They didn't touch it. It's left unharmed after this huge strafing of completely defenseless, innocent people. You know, and why do these things happen? CBC doesn't want to let me communicate. Every fucking honorable patriot warrior out there who owns a gun will agree with me. If you're going to run child sex slave rings out of Dynacorp and think you're going to get away with it, that's not happening on my watch. That's not happening on your watch also, I'm praying, my friend. Don't let these kind of crimes go unaddressed by CBC and CNN. They've taken a position to willfully smile while sacrificing your life in a needless war, American soldier. You're just a kid. I watched the military channel. These are just children. They gassed the kid through the recruitment process for the Marines. You're required to inhale. They force you to do this. You're forced to inhale poisonous gas, terrified of the big world that surrounds them. They're terrified to know Bin Laden's got nothing to do with 9/11. They run and hide as cowards when you tell them that. I stop fucking soldiers. Well, I don't recommend that other people necessarily do this. One-on-one is always cool. But I'll stop soldiers on the street. Okay, I'll say, listen, what do you know about 9/11? Bush's business partner funded the mastermind ringleader. It's according to the FBI. Aren't you going to be an admirable soldier and defend our community? Don't you have a commitment to law to preserve freedom itself through the indivisible, self-evident rights that we all hold to be our own? Don't you support defending children? Now, think about that for a second. Almost like gotta be 99% of us would do and are caring about our children. But look at how the Bushite just moves in. And like in the case of Sattler, just slaughters hundreds of thousands of people, go, look, Marines, you deal with it. I'm retiring now with my share of $3 billion. You know, look at how Stephen Russell orders soldiers to indiscriminately murder the people of Crete. Says, now you go deal with it. Go in there and placate hostilities. You know how Bremer took $19 billion in Iraqi money and gave it to Greenspan. That's what he did. It's stolen fucking money. But see, CBC and CNN deny you, soldier, from hearing a person like me speak. You know? I'm really not that bad a guy. I know I'm constantly at war against this fucking demon enemy of God. He's the real Antichrist because he's used zero evidence. And he's a total illusionist. People go, he's too stupid, like Alex Jones. You know, Alex Jones, fuck. I don't know, maybe it's more something else going on, I don't know, but, like, you know, he's the greatest patriot you guys got, but he just doesn't want to get to any specifics on who is actually responsible. You know, it's Bush himself that told you. Saddam Hussein wouldn't let the inspectors in, and then he'd go on, soldier, go on, go to war now. But that wasn't true. It was a lie that CBC didn't want to tell you of, my friend. You know, I engage with the CBC, and I've talked to, you know, just about every employee about, a hell of a lot of CBC employees. But anyway, I'll tell you. My experience has been that they're half-decent people. Like, the news producer for this area of Canada, you know, we had an arrangement. I was going to help him in putting together a documentary story on the hazards of depleted uranium. Now, I haven't talked to him since, but he lost his job. Like, I don't know whether it's connected or not, but more than likely it is. You see, and we have to get into specifics, and we have to get in with this really, really deep. And it just so happens, in this moment that I'm trying to keep alive, that I'm actually a kind of a godly person. I know a hell of a lot about God. And I know, got some ideas too on heaven and hell. And, well, I'll tell you, heaven and hell. This is an easy thing. Here's the situation. God is the real world. That's the problem everybody has. Everybody's thinking, well, not everybody, lots of people are thinking, God's otherworldly. When you go to heaven, you go to that other place. Space-time, movement from A to B to C is partial illusion, and that's God's domain. Also, everything is God's domain. If you're going to think about a multidimensional construct of order through chaos that indicates there's a design to this process of evolution. Now, you can even an atheist can still be with me on this. You can just say, yeah, it just happened to go that way, like with Darwin. That's okay, right? You get to realize that, and then you can see structures of civilization. You know, there are the main things that I've talked repeatedly over and over again to you regarding the demon Antichrist, where he's given you zero evidence and it's all illusion. He's only leveraging the ignorance of the American masses through the power of suggestion. Like, that's the scary thing. Some people have a very difficult time with that. So maybe, with no fears, I'm just fearful that you, I'll take the time to explain it, take too long, this isn't the place or time. But you realize that there are other structures of advancement of our species that are, you can say, almost ever-present struggles. When you understand economics, for example, a progressive tax system is not a left-wing thing. It's not, that's the liberals, you know. No, that's where you're thinking. You're actually using your mind and you're trying to understand how the economy works. Right-wingers, they're absolutionists. Privatize always. What does that mean in context to a telephone company we've completely paid for as the taxpayer and put all the telephone poles up ourselves? Shut up. Privatize always. See, there's nothing there. But if you look into specifics, each case has its own pros and cons. You know, all essential services need to be a public asset. All control of water, electricity, you know, street cleaning, that's always got to be kept in the public realm of management. Because the reason why is that you want the best service possible at the amount of money you're willing to expend on the project. You know, like in the United States, for the rest of the world who doesn't know, they have these HMO CEO guys. They get to be billionaires who run, you know, healthcare services paid for by the public. And you just, like, no other country does that. It's only you fuckheads in America that say, yeah, that makes sense. We get the best MRI scans the world has ever seen. Yeah, but what happens if you injure your leg or something? You know, what about basic health care needs for child care? You know, I've heard in the United States, I don't know how widespread this is, but it's something like $15,000 to give birth. You got to pay the hospital $15,000. You know, do you think the doctor who is delivering your baby is going to get a check for like $14,000? You know, maybe $1,000 for the hotel, the hospital bed. But, you know, you think he's getting paid $14,000, $15,000? Who's getting, you know, that's the thing. In America, it's they're in darkness, complete darkness, and no clues, no idea. Like they're paying twice as much as everybody else does when you measure us in relationship to Canada. You know, twice as much as Canadians do. And everything's covered. In the United States, nothing's covered. You pay twice as much. Now you got to go out and buy insurance. Don't think about where that other money went. You know, these billionaires who run these HMOs. You know, they're working for their private interest to screw you over. Because why not? Why not put a middleman there? You know? So, if God is of all people, it is in God's interest to get the best deal possible at the money we're willing to expend. As a, almost like the bloodstream of society. Like we had that relationship in the 30s, or the Great Depression. All the private bankers got together and said, hey, for our private profit, let's just stop giving out any money. We'll receive all the outstanding debt that's owed to us, you know, in relationship to interest payments, and we'll just drain the economy dry. We won't let any money out on the street. These people will lose their businesses and lose their homes. We will then foreclose on their property and make a killing. And that's exactly what they did. They wouldn't give out any money. See? The true relationship for God's interest as it relates to a quest for sustainability in relationship to marketplace currencies, dictates that we need to actually have that run by the federal authorities who operate in our name for our interests. But see, this is the thing about God. I couldn't do it as king. Even if America said, Johnny, you are the son of man. You're pretty cool. We're going to make you king for a couple of days. We'll see how it all works out. You know, we're not going to... You're not doing anything different than you've done already, so what the hell? Right? But even if I was there, I couldn't do it because it's not going to work. The nature and plan of the American Constitution dictates a time when the American people are smart enough, educated enough, wise enough to know you're being screwed over because you don't show up to listen to me speak. Pass this around. I'm going to go on this another time. Here, listen to this. Always, because if it's not, that means you're doing something stupid, right? Because imagine, a politician comes up to you and says, for the record, he says, we're privatizing this because these private companies, they know how to run this kind of show. They got better ideas. Okay? Now, if you stop for a second, just think, why is that wrong? Well, if the politician is suggesting there's a better way to do things, then we'll go with that plan. You don't have to fire all the local workers. Only three news organizations that viciously, criminally assault the poorest segment of our city. They steal all this money through this criminal enterprise run through the Manitoba Lottery Corporation, where they take, in the case of Main Street, 80% of the deposited dollars. But yet the official record says 30, and yet the original lie was 4. And we're only going to take 4%. No, it turns out 80. And it's a regressive system. So I can see if civilization is going to advance, a progressive structure needs to be in place. So I know if there is a God or an order to chaos, where through the process of self-discovery, we witness together, there is a natural course of events that dictate a hope, a prayer, where collectively as the human body, we will understand our objective is to reach a state of sustainability. So sustainability is a property of reason that you can come to conclude is the right objective on improving your lifestyle, you know, from having to forage for every waking moment to ensure you have enough food to tide you through till tomorrow, to a situation where we got the tools to put roofs over our heads. And create for ourselves free time to do other things. Now, I know Alexander Graham Bell has talked about this, and so has J.W. Smith. That's my Bible, by the way, The World's Wasted Wealth. But other intellectuals through human history have indicated, particularly regarding the American model, that you're working twice as much as you need to. You could be working half as much and still remain the same productively. You just have all this redundancy that when you show it to people, they don't have the time to listen to you speak about it. So people are working hugely more than they need to. There are ways of improving our lives that will bring us to a point of sustainability where, just like the farmers have always done throughout history, up until now you got corporate farming, it's different. Right now it's just death and destruction, destroy the land, move on someplace else, who cares? But all the thousands and thousands of years prior, farmers would work to ensure that the land would come back again for them next time and rotate the crops again and stuff like this. I'm not an expert, but the farmers out there know what I'm talking about. Okay, now the corporations say, no, destruction, death, it'll be your great-great-great-great-grandchild, maybe. Don't worry about it today. You know? And anyway, so I see functions of reason that solve political dilemmas indicating a wanting desire to achieve a state of sustainability. And when I think of states of sustainability, you can also think of it in relationship to other things. It's almost a multidimensional, abstract consideration. You know, the levels of sustainability are where you're not in a destructive state to die. That eternal moment is represented by those same strings of reason because God is just. God wants to do the just thing. Do you want to treat people unfairly? Like, this is the Christian and the Jew question. And this is what, you know, this is the nightmare that I have to deal with regarding Israel. You know, it's against the law to be Jewish in Israel. I'm sorry. And no Jew is going to disagree with me. You know, there's a great organization called Jews United Against Zionism. You know, I encourage people to go to that website and check it out. I mean, for some people it's very shocking. For Jews it's not. We've been dealing with this forever. You know, that's the main story of the Old Testament. The Jews get sent out of Israel. God says, no, the political climate here is no good. People are being treated unfairly. I want you to be loyal to whatever country you reside in until Messiah, boy, comes down from the sky and explains it to you in more details. Because we're losing space as I'm speaking today, because I've only got a few more seconds or minutes. Or maybe this recording will drag on a little bit. But listen, my friends, God is real. So it's intelligence's design of existence itself to set up a situation where through your free will, you too can discover. It serves your interests also to make me king of forever. I'm the guy. I know all the fucking lines. You gotta see how this, you know what? I got all kinds of great ideas. I got all kinds of great plans. Free energy. Don't give up on me. Do me a favor. Pass this out to somebody. Come on, please. That wants to progress humanity to a better place through evolution. You're going to want to get that in there somehow. Because you're always going to have the Bushite Nazi dumb fucks wanting to destroy life itself. A Bushite, you know, Graham, whatever. There are all these Bushites in American political affairs. Just look at any of their careers. I mean, it's always been about taking the most money you can, and who cares about the consequences to anybody else but yourself, right? Who cares that Californians are going to pay billions and billions and billions of dollars in increased electricity payments, and they're going to lose out in a whole bunch of other ways? Phil Gramm's going to get $100,000, right? If Phil Gramm's going to get $100,000, then screw over all those people, because you know CNN and CBC will never be there to defend democracy. They'll always state they're unopinionated. So they've got one guy who says depleted uranium can be eaten by the poundful, and all scientists as the rest saying no, it's a heavy metal. It oxidizes to microscopic particles. It contains plutonium. You remember the word plutonium? That sounds dangerous, doesn't it? It's radioactive. When it gets next to your cell, and it will 100% of the time mutate the nucleus, 100% of the time. It doesn't matter how tough and strong you are, or stupid, or smart. That's the thing, you know? It's just willful destruction, death, and suffering against God ourselves, isolated, left alone, uncommunicative. They would tell you, I am. You know, there is a God. And I haven't done this right, fully played to the best of my ability, because, you know, these psycho Bushite enemy forces are presently working to put me in prison because they say I'm infringing on children's rights somewhere, but when I ask them where, they go, oh, I don't know, we just get to put you in jail. They're going to put me in prison because you won't defend my voice that speaks for your rights also. But I'm begging you to believe there is a God, okay? There is a state of timelessness that we understand pretty good now with quantum mechanics, atom entanglements. People who don't understand the science much, if I go too far, then I'm going to make them feel like they're too stupid. You know, people have grown up in American culture to think there's nothing important than getting some French fries. Who cares about progressive tax systems? It's got nothing to do with my life. I'm here to take as much as I can through this experience and give back nothing. Because I can't understand. My listener, why can't you support me a little bit, man? They're going to put me in jail. And the only reason they're going to succeed is because of censorship. The public's going to be forbidden to understand what's going on. You know, there's this fear that people have. They think, oh, yeah, well, all the national security officers are truly our enemies and they work for the Bush regime. And that's not the case. It's not the case. You know, we want to arrest these guys, but I can't arrest all the fuckers by myself. I have to get bus fare, and you're going to have to help me get across the border. No. Because I don't want to, you know, these guys who work at the border, who call up military patrols whenever I'm near, they need to know who I am. That I'm there as a protector. I'm there to protect children's rights from being denied their equal representation under the dictates of your demon leader, who's making criminal sacrifices in my name, and I'm not going to stand for it any longer. And I have to fight for my liberty or die trying, or as they're attempting, and it will go through if you personally give no effort to help me out at all. You know, they're going to put me in prison because they know, you know, the Son of Man isn't going to fucking punch out a bunch of fucking local police officers who don't know better. You know, they know the Son of Man isn't going to wipe out a bunch of security guards who are just doing their jobs because they're afraid of the Bush mob cabal themselves. You know? And all our problems can be so easily resolved if you put a little bit of faith in me to say, hey, you know, maybe this John guy isn't such a bad guy after all. You know, what all does John want to do anyway? I mean, what's he going to do? If you don't know already, I'm coming to destroy the demon Antichrist, your unelected dictator, our Mr. Bush Jr., for committing the crimes against God that he is for sure guilty of. Firstly, 9/11, with his partner General Mahmoud Ahmad, who, according to the FBI, funded the terrorist action in question. The godless enemies of creation who broadcast across America every weekday for 5 hours, 6 hours, refuses to inform the American soldier that the Iraqi people have got nothing to do with 9/11. It's back here where you've left your undefended grandmother having her pensions thieved for the neocon God betrayers. Well, the head of their demon cult group, Mr. Bush Jr., he's the guy who put together 9/11 with the general. You know, where are you? We love you, Marines. Oh, yeah, we love you. That's all. There's nothing there. But there, in expressions of love, he would be truly concerned about you sacrificing your life for no better good. Got to have a purpose for what the fuck you're doing there. You want to free Iraq? You want to return all the stolen money. We want to ensure safe, clean drinking water. The IMF, they don't get no rights to dictate any economic policy specifically as it pertains to the buying and selling of oil products, which they've stated, oh, we gave you $685 million. This is what the IMF gave these Bushite enemy forces. And they said, well, we had these Bushite enemy forces willing to take this money from us, so now you have no choice as an Iraqi citizen to decide what economic policy you're going to live with as. And guess what they say? They say, well, the price of gasoline for Iraqis is going to go up like 5-10-fold. Well, it's already more than 10 times the amount of what they were paying for it previous to the IMF walking in like this as they're trying. You know? And the argument they give, they say, the Iraqi people can't be allowed to subsidize their oil industry. And that's not what's going on there. If you're a gardener and you have some tasty vegetables in your garden of which you're interested in picking, the IMF can't reach over and say, hey, wait, the price of vegetables costs more at the grocery store. You're going to have to pay who? The IMF? Money for what? You know, do not let them do this. These are crimes against God. Now, we know the American intellect, as it pertains to the leadership core of American military affairs, there's nobody there with the mind to handle this kind of communication technology. They don't have the skills. And that's why the constitutions of every legitimate democracy claim the military works for the people. You know, you're not a slave to work for a military dictator. You know, now Bush is saying he doesn't even want to be accountable for any more decisions now. But the war is going to continue on. And a Sattler is going to escape arrest who orders the indiscriminate murder of innocent people to sacrifice again soldiers in that process. Cause and effect. If you loved your soldier, brother or sister, you'd say, hey, Sattler, you're not going to fucking send us to our doom anymore with your fucking lies. See, Sattler lied to the soldiers, the Marines especially, when it came to Fallujah. He told all soldiers, he said, listen, we're going to liberate the city. We're going to go after Zakari, he told the soldiers. It turned out he had no evidence. He lied to the face of soldiers who are now fucking dead, some of them. A good fucking chunk of the military power has been consumed through fighting that needless conflict that didn't have to happen. But for Sattler's contempt for the soldier he needed to lie to. So you had the city surrounded by these soldiers who thought they were going to do something good. Then he started indiscriminately killing everybody. Ordered Bushite enemy grunts to indiscriminately shoot people in the streets as insurgents. He said they all were. All the children and women and the elderly who were turned back, who decided not to leave, or perhaps tried to, and were shot dead later on down the road, has so been alleged, filmed even, that they even murdered those they knew were only the elderly, those they knew were only children. Those they knew who were only women. All of them unarmed and defenseless. Because they say, Johnny can't come down and kill George Bush himself single-handedly. Who's going to stand up in defense of America when you have this wizard? I have no intention of overthrowing a political situation that's fucking shit as it is. You're getting 2% on your Social Security. It's a scam, man. It's a trust fund. 2%. Hundreds of billion. Bush has taken $700 billion out of the Social Security fund himself already. $700 billion. It's a trust fund. 2%. These are criminals. They're fucking you over. Whose interest are they managing those funds, if I ask you to think? You say you want to sell your vision of freedom to the Iraqi people when they had in place public education, free education for anyone who wants it, and gave them the title of most PhDs per capita on the face of the planet. The Iraqi people, under the leadership of the Ba'ath government, figured out scientifically with reason and understanding, a public health care system makes better sense. You're getting the best service you can with the dollars allotted. That's correct. That's good thinking. That's freedom. That's the wheel. That is progress. Bushite enemy forces say no. They can't compete. They have no skills. And they have no strength. So what do? They bomb innocent people, women and children, advocate the torture of members of your family, all wagering that you, my friend, will not become a patriot. Devoting your life to freeing the innocent.